This morning we're going to talk about something that is going on inside the church and even outside church. It's something that we notice. There's a big issues right now. There's a lot of people that they've been showing. They in need of attention. They need somebody to really pay attention to every time they speak, every time that they want to see somebody close to them. And this is a problem even inside the church and outside church. You can notice that. There's a lot of people, they don't realize that Jesus is calling his attention. That's the real attention that we need. Of course, always our loved one, they're going to pay attention when we talk. Our friend going to pay attention when we talk. People around us, sometimes they will pay attention, but we can depend on people around us. We got to depend on Jesus Christ. And that's the kind of emotional issues that is moving through church and outside the church. And there's a big issues. Yeah, we gotta focus on the Lord. He gotta be our main attention. He calling our attention every day through his word. But we don't wanna pay attention to him. How you feel when somebody come in and talk to you, and you try to talk to that person back, and he turn his head or he don't pay attention? How do you feel? You feel bad, right? Same way is the Lord. Every time he tries to talk to us and we don't pay attention, we are emotional creatures. And of course, sometimes that causes some issues when we don't live the right way, our emotion. And there's a big problem. It's a serious problem. Nowadays, emotion is according to the words, to the dictionary, is the commotion affected. Intensive character. It's like something that we got to pay attention to our emotion. It's an affected state of consciousness which joy, sorrow, fear, hate, or like is experienced. It's something that is going through our soul, going through our personality. Sometimes we feel hate, sometimes we feel love. Hi, honey, I love you. And next time you say, I hate you. You see? That's emotional, right? Especially on Monday morning, I don't even want to talk to you. But Friday, during the day, you know the paycheck is coming home. Hi, honey, what you want to eat today? Kind of emotional, right? It is. Yeah, it is. And we are emotional creatures. But that's a problem. The psychology describes this like a strong force that is inside of us that can control our thoughts and our behavior. But we got to be careful with that. We got to be careful with our emotion. Emotional, sometimes we affect other people next to you. Sometimes you're going to say words that you don't want to say, but it's too late. Because you hurt somebody that you already love. You know why? Because you're emotion. But let me tell you what. The Bible talk about somebody, that a person that really went through a lot of emotion. Well, when we study his life, he was kind of bipolar. Like one time he was fine, and next time he was kind of cuckoo, kind of crazy. Yeah, that's Peter. And I would ask you this morning to join me on Matthew chapter 14. Verse 23 to 23, Matthew chapter 14, verse 23 to 33. I want you to help me and follow me through his words. And I want to invite you to stand up and let all read all together God's words at the count of three. In reverence to the Lord, let's stand up and all together let's read God's words. At the count of three, would you help me out? I don't hear any amen. Amen. Will you help me out? Amen. At the count of three. One, two, and three. After he had sent the crowd away. Next one. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, cried. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing that, he became frightened. Beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and threw him down. The wind stopped. Certainly, God's Son. Father, thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessing. And Father, help us to be a good servant of your word. Oh, Father, thank you for being so marvelous, so kindness, Lord. And thank you because you chose that you're always there for us, Lord. But Father, help us to hear your word this morning, apply to our heart, to our mind, and obey your commandment, Lord. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we can take a seat. So now we see what was going on. Jesus, he was finished to feed in the multitude. According to the word, they say 5,000 men plus women and child. You can imagine back on that time, they don't have birth control, you remember. No pill, no nothing. It was, yeah, well, the Lord said, go multiply. Okay, come on, honey. Don't worry about it. You didn't have TV by that time. Not Netflix. None like that. Not even movie theater. So it was just go to work, go on, and, you know, procreate. You can imagine when the Bible said that he was feeding 5,000 plus women and all the children. Wow. You can imagine if, like, 30, 40 years ago, on our time, people used to have 10, 15 kids, 20 kids sometimes. I know family, they got over 20 kids. I got a friend of mine, they say, well, I got brothers and sisters that I not even know them. We are so many. In my house, was only 10 male, I mean, 5 male, 5 female, 2 guys. So right now, I got 3 sisters and 4 more brothers. That's in my time. It was 10 child right there. You can imagine back on this time, how many? I don't think 10 was enough. How many Jacob had? Well, Jacob had 12. You can imagine back on this time, how many kids people had? You can multiply 5,000 by 10, by 12, by 15. So he didn't really feed 5,000 people. It was a lot more than that. 5,000 multiplied by 10, by 12, by 14, by 20, by 50. Who knows? I don't know. I know it was a lot of people. And that happened. Jesus finished. And then Jesus, he showed what we got to do. We got to take time to pray. He went to the mountain by himself. It was at night. And he went to pray. And the disciple asked him, "Hey, where are we going?" "Don't worry about it. Catch the boat and go further. I'll catch you later." And the disciple went on the sea, according to what we see. They've been right in the middle of the sea. Who knows? Maybe the ocean. It should be deep right there. It was dark. It was a night. It was a midnight. And the disciple saw that he was walking on the water. When he finished to pray, he walked to them, walking in the water and dark night, like every night. Especially sometimes when we got full moon. Sometimes it's not too dark. But this time it looked like it was dark. And then it was stormy. You can imagine when you've been on, who've been on the ocean before with high wind and a strong wave? I've been there. You know what happened to me? I remember. I never can forget. I throw it up. Everything that I ate the day before came out. It was a totally clean out. My stomach was clean up. A clean up. That's what happened. Because it was rough, see. It was rough. And that's what it was happening right there. And the Bible said they've been fighting in the wave, and they've been kind of scared. And then Peter, like always, he liked to show up. He liked to brag. He liked to be always the number one. He always liked to be the first one. And he saw Jesus walking. And what happened? He asked, "Lord, if it's you, please let me go walking on the water to you." Something wrong with, you know, I don't know you, but when I read about Peter, like I said, Peter was kind of cuckoo. He always was the first one. I want to be there, you know, like, I don't know, like some Jones there at school sometime. They want to be popular. I think Peter was one of those kids. They want to be popular. They want to be known for everybody because they do crazy stuff. And that's how they look over here. And then Peter, the same one that in Luke 22, 50, in John 18, 10, he cut one of the soldier's ear. You see what's going on? And then in Mark 14, he said that he was capable even to die for Jesus. "Lord, I'm capable to die for you." And who was the first one to deny Jesus? You see, he was kind of led by emotion, right? He was kind of bipolar. But we can see that emotional is something that is part of the human being. It's on our gene. And we got to be careful with that. We can't leave emotion to leave you. What happened? Why we got to be careful? Because first, play an important role in life's storm. You're going to go through the storm in the life depend on your emotion. There's people that when they're on hard situation, when they even go like, I got to pay my mortgage, my rent this month. I'm not working. They get sad. They start crying. And they not even want to talk to nobody. You know that, right? There's people that if they broke up with their girlfriend, with boyfriend, they don't want to talk to nobody. You call it, they don't answer. It depends your emotion on how you're going to take the situation. And there's other people that say, "She left. It's better for me. I used to buy two orders on McDonald's. Now I just got to buy one." You see? That's the way people take it. Emotional. But other people say, "I don't want to eat nothing." I remember when I'm still in love with my wife. But sometimes just thinking about her, I wasn't hungry. Why? Emotional. I was led by emotional. And nowadays, I think of my wife. And when I want to eat a lot, you see? It's different. Oh, yeah. We live by emotion. What a difference before and now, huh? And that's what it is. But the Bible says it was the four watch of the night. It was the four watch of the night, according to the Bible, was between 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock. That's what I'm saying. It was dark. 3 o'clock in the morning is dark. Except Alaska, that there's some time during the year that I think by 6 morning is sunlight 24 days a day, 24 hours a day. But back on this time, it wasn't like that. I mean, at least over there, it wasn't like that. And one thing is for sure, that he was scared of the storm. He was in a storm. He know there wasn't a storm. The Bible say about that. But like I say, our emotion played an important role on our life storm. Depend on your emotional, how you going to take the storm. Like I said, there's people, their situation, and we say, "Man, but he don't care for nothing. He don't worry about nothing. He know we don't have money to pay the rent. And he's just laughing. He's watching TV like he's working every day." There's people taking like that, but there's other people that take it so serious that they say, "I won't be able to pay the mortgage, to pay my rent. I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to do that. I know I'm going to fix the problem right now." And they take your life. Yeah, that happened, right? It happened. But that's what I'm saying. Emotion play an important role in our life. And that's why we got to say, we got to be careful. Tell the one next to you, watch out for your emotion. I heard nothing. Watch out for your emotion. Be careful with your emotion. We have to be careful. Listen, look. The emotion can take you to a storm on bad way, or can take you out of the storm. Don't forget, there's always a lie at the end of the tunnel. There's always a lie, especially if Jesus Christ is on your life. Don't forget, the storm is used to make you stronger. Amen? It's to prove how you are and who you are. The storm going to help you to walk stronger. The storm going to help you to believe more every day in Jesus Christ. Why? Because he going to show you what he can do to the storm of your life. Amen? Second, can lead you to confusion. Confusion. We have to be careful. The chapter, verse 26. They say it was a ghost. There is a ghost coming through. They've been scared. They've been kind of confused because they thought it was a ghost. You know, back on that time, they've been talking about ghosts. Who believe in ghosts? Nobody. I believe in ghosts. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in him, on that one. And everything else, no. And don't forget that the devil, he is a liar. He can be king on a life, but he's not life. He is darkness. He can be careful. Look, Peter is a good example of somebody that was led by emotion, that his emotion confused him. On the same Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, he told Jesus first that he was able to die for him. And then at the same time, in Charles, on verse 22, he was almost a black stone for Jesus. The same one that was capable to live for him. The first one that was led by the Spirit on chapter 16, verse 16. Because when Jesus asked, who the people say I am? And Peter said, you are the Son of God. And what Jesus said, you know why you say that? Because the Spirit revealed to you. That's what he said, right? The Spirit revealed to you. That was on Matthew 16, verse 16. And then on Matthew chapter 16, verse 22, six verses later, he want to block Jesus from continue his word. Oh, no, don't let that happen to you. Why are you going to let that happen? Please don't do that. You see? He was kind of confusion, and we got to be careful. There's a lot of people in church that they confuse. They live a confusing life. Why? Because they say, oh, the Holy Spirit told me. Brother John, I was praying last night, and the Holy Spirit came to me and told me that you got a pretty nice car. I barely got a bike. And the Holy Spirit told me that you got to give me your car. Really? That was the Spirit, or was your need, or was your emotion? Because you like Brother John Carr. You got to be careful. There's a lot of people in church like that. Do you know that? Their emotion leads them to confusion. And we got to be careful with that. That's what I'm telling you this morning. Be careful with your emotion. There's a lot of people, they believe they are speaking in tongues, but they don't know. They calling to the devil. Because they believe by emotion. Your emotion can bring you to confusion. And we got to be careful with that. That's why this morning I'm trying to tell you, be careful with your emotion. You are a very important person for God. He loves you the most. When I have my little girl, who loves you the most? Because I want to show her I love her. She said, God. Okay, that's good. But who loves you the most? Jesus. Okay. But who loves you the most? The Holy Spirit. Okay, you're killing me. You're true. I can't go against that. And who loves you the most after God, after Jesus, and after the Holy Spirit? Then you, Papi. I say, bingo. Amen. Hallelujah. But she is true. Nobody can love her more than God, more than Jesus, more than the Holy Spirit. And there's a problem that we don't understand that. And that will bring us to confusion. And we got to be careful with confusion. Like I told a while ago. Look, your emotion make us act without knowing. That's another problem. Confusion make you act without knowing. In verse 28, Peter said, Lord, if it's you, make me to come to you and walk on the water. He was acting without knowing why he was asking. And Jesus said, really? You want to walk on the water? Come on, let's go. He's a good father. He said, really? You want to play baseball? You not even know how to grab the bat and you want to play baseball? I'm going to throw the ball to you. Let's see what happens. I hope that don't hit you in your face. But you don't know how to not even grab the ball, the bat. And instead of hit the ball with the bat, you probably will hit it with your face. And what happened with Peter? That's right in the sacre. That's right, and exactly what happened with Peter. Lord, please send me to walk on the water and go unto you. He was making without knowing. He don't know what he was doing. And what happened later? He said, if it's you, Lord, if it's you. So he not even know. He wasn't sure that it was Jesus. Because if he won't know that he was Jesus, he would say, Lord, I know it's you. Please, I want to walk on the water. I want to walk to you because I trust in you. And I want to call your attention. Amen? But he was acting without knowing. He don't know what he was saying. There's a lot of time that we ask the Lord stuff that we don't know what we're asking for. You know, you got to be careful. Don't let your emotion drive you to the point that you will make or act without knowing. There's a lot of time that happened. There's a lot of time. I remember when my brother got married, and one of his best friends got married like a month or two before him, and I was so emotional when I see my brother. He looks so handsome. He's like my dad. He's still living in Dominican. I'm the youngest in my family. Don't ask my age. I'm still 25. Seeing 23 years ago? No, don't ask. But I remember when my brother got married. And I saw him so handsome with tie and suit. I never seen him that like that before. And I was, but when I saw the suit right in front of people, I was acting without knowing. Hey, Juan, but that's your friend's suit. I was acting without knowing. I was smooth by emotional. He looked so handsome that I not even thought that I was in front of people that would embarrass him. And sometimes our emotional make us act unknowing. What happened, Jose? What happened? Shut up. I was led by emotion. Made me act without knowing what I was saying. Right in front of people. How are you going to say that? Hey, Jay, so next week you're going to get married? Okay, I'll let you use my suit. How can I say that right in front of people? But sometimes we act like that without knowing, emotional. I love Jay so much that I want to see him wearing my suit. He's going to look nice. He's going to look a lot better than me. At least he got hair. I don't, you know. That's going to make it like, you know, he will look like a model. Well, you can look like a model even without hair, you know. Look young, my brother young. He look handsome. Right, sister? Tell me. You see? But yeah, we got to be careful. Look, your emotion show our goal for recognition. There's people that their emotion push them to act like they want to be recognized. They want to be Peter. He want to be the one who jumped from the boat. He want to be recognized like the one that walk on the water. And that's what it shows sometimes. There's a lot of people that they want to be in a pulpit sometimes because they want to show their goal for recognition. They want people recognize. Oh no, that's the one that sing in the choir. That's the one. And be careful. It can be just emotional. If it's God's will, that's a different story. But if it's your emotion, be careful. Be careful, brother and sister. Don't let your emotion lead you to do stuff like you want to be recognized. Yourself, the one that deserves all the worship and all the praise is Jesus Christ. He's the only one, not us. But sometimes our emotion remove him and make you take his place. You know that? A lot of times that happened. And we got to be careful. That's what happened with Peter. With Peter, the verse 28 said, he jumped from the boat. Oh, that's me. I'm the one. I'm the man. I'm going to be walking on the water. And everybody will see that. You didn't hear nothing from any one of the other disciples. Every one of them, they've been kind of quiet. They've been listening. But Peter was the only one. He jumped from the wall. Hey, Lord, me. Okay, I want to jump. He chose goal for recognition. He wanted the people to recognize what he do. We got to be careful. Look. They emotion exposed our fear. The same Peter that was so brave to jump from the boat and walk on the water, now he's scared. He's scared of the wind. That's what the Bible says on verse 30. He was afraid. We got to be careful. In Dominican, we said, show me what you brag about it, and I'm going to show you your knee. You know what that mean? When somebody say, oh, no, I'm the only one that can preach in church. Be careful. That's probably the last one that can preach in church. Nobody can sing in church like me. Nobody else. Nobody got my voice. Be careful. That's probably the last one that can be holding a mic to worship the Lord. And that happened to a lot of people. A lot of people. You show me why you're bragging about it, and I'm going to show your knee. Be careful. And that's what happened. We Peter right there in chapter verse 30. He was the one that jumped on the water, but now he's the one scared. He was the brave one, but now he's the afraid one. Emotional can show, can expose your fear. And not just that, emotional can also expose your weakness. And you got to be careful with that. The Bible said on the same verse, after he got fear, he started sinking. Peter, the word Peter means rock. That rock now was a jelly rock because he wasn't rock, you know, or maybe he was so heavy, that's why he started sinking. What happened with a rock? Now it's not the rock. Now it's the jellyfish. He was sinking in the water. Emotion can show our weakness. Emotionally can show our winner. He started sinking. He showed that the one that spoke like the stronger man inside the boat, now he's the weaker man outside the boat. Be careful. But let me tell you what. There's a good news for every one of us that I want to tell you today. There's a good news. Is that Jesus. We got to recognize that we have a Savior. Peter had to recognize that he got a Savior. Tell the one next to you, we got a Savior. We got a superhero. We got a hero, oh hero. How we know? Because later on the same verse 30, he said, Lord, save me. He was the only one capable to save him. Why he didn't tell to his co-worker, why he didn't tell the other disciple, hey, send a rope, please, and help me out. He knew Jesus was the only one that was able to save him. And let me tell you what, today, Jesus continued being the only one that can save you. Your pastor can save your life. Your leader can save your life. Your spouse can save your life. Your kids can save your life. Your parents can save your life. Jesus is the only one that can save your life. That's why the Bible says that there's no other name. And the good thing is that Peter claimed to the only Savior, the only one that could save his life. Lord, please save me. How many people nowadays can say the same words? Lord, save me. Jesus, I know I've been deep on emotional storm, but you're the only one that can save me. He's the only one that can save you. Jesus is willing to extend his hand. He extends his hand to him. Jesus extends his hand to help her. He's always willing and able to help you. He extends his hand. And in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 23, it said, the Lord are being shortened. The Lord is asking you, is my hand shorter than before? No. He says, still longer enough than from earth to heaven. And still is ready, is willing, is able for you to extend to him, to extend his hand to you. But it's up to you to make the decision. Realize that you need Jesus. There's no other one. It's Jesus. The book of Acts chapter 4, 12 said, there no own, no any other name, no any other one that can save you. Only Jesus Christ. He is the only one. He's the one, the one I praise. He's the one I worship. The only one. He's the only God that I know is Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to calm the storm of your life. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what situation you're going through, that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. You can. Everything is dark. It's dark. You can see. The Bible says that God can see what a man can't. He can see a lot more than what we can see. He's the creator. He knows our weakness. He knows our fear. He knows our emotion. He knows the storm of our life. He knows the one we're going through right now. He knows the one we just passed. And he knows more than that. He knows all the storm that is on the way, on our way. But you know what? He wants to calm your storm. Verse 32 say that he calmed the storm. Let me tell you what, Jesus wants to calm the storm of your life. Tell the person next to you, Jesus wants to calm the storm of my life. He did it. I'm a witness of that. I'm really a witness. I remember when my child was 2 months, she had some issues with her intestine. I barely was coming to church. Started coming to church, 2 months. And the doctor said it was me at the hospital. Me, Sister Cookie, my wife, and the doctor. The doctor said, you know what? The way she came over here, he showed Sister Cookie, my wife, and myself. He said, and I, we wouldn't survive. Only God make a miracle for her to continue life. And praise the Lord, she's playing the piano in our church nowadays. It's a miracle. God can call any storm. We went through a storm because we thought that we would lose our kids. But thank God he called the storm. She's now fine. She's eating everything that she couldn't eat before. And probably eating twice, 3 times what she couldn't eat when she got her issues. God want to calm the storm on your life. But you know what? We have to realize that Jesus is the Son of God. That's right and exactly what Peter did. He realizes that Jesus is the Son of God. What the Bible said that they did, they praised him and realized that Jesus is really the Son of God. The Bible says also in Romans chapter 9, verse 9 and 10, that if we confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We have to realize that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. In the verse 10 of chapter 10 on Romans, said, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The only one that can provide, can give you salvation is Jesus Christ. And the good thing it is, the good news, that he's able and willing to do it today. Don't forget, his hand is not shortness. His hand is extending to you right now. But my question it is, will you continue letting your emotion to lead your life and bring you to the stone where you cannot even get out? Or will you give Jesus the opportunity to extend his hand to you and get you out of the storm? Or walk with you through any storm? Are you able to do that?
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.